Beth Van Schaik wanted to meet firsthand with Rohingya victims, government officials, and aid agency workers during her visit to the camp. The ambassador for global criminal justice said the U.S. government has determined that crimes against humanity as well as genocide have been committed against the Rohingya people.
My trip was incredibly inspiring. It was really fascinating to hear from the individuals there what they are doing to advance justice in their own communities. So I spoke with documenters who are working out in the camps, taking testimony from survivors.
The refugees camp leader, Shamsul Alam, said he was disappointed that there has been no progress holding those responsible for atrocities accountable.
We're happy that diplomats from America and other countries are now visiting the camp. It's almost 6 years since we've been living here. There's not much progress. I hope that justice will prevail.
For the refugees, life here is challenging. The camp is overcrowded and overflowing. There are flimsy shelters and the refugees are hemmed in by barbed wire fencing. Here there are no formal education for children available, no possibility of work, and no travel allowed.
The most serious problem that we are facing is that we are not able to educate our children, nor do we have any means of earning here, making it hard to make ends meet.
Ambassador Schaik says that the International Court of Justice and the International Criminal Code play the lead role in bringing justice for the Rohingya.
My office in the State Department is ultimately a foreign policy diplomatic office, and our goal is to provide assistance wherever we can, information sharing, diplomatic support, working with survivors to enable them to travel, to get the kind of papers they'll need to travel to the various jurisdictions, whatever we can to help move these processes forward.
Most refugees don't feel it's safe for them to return home.
Nearly 6 years on, still no one has been brought to justice for what happened to the Rohingyas, and there's no sign of repatriation. Most of those who sought refuge here are getting increasingly frustrated, losing hope of ever returning home.
Bangladesh is a willing and generous host to the Rohingya, but after 6 years, it wants the international community to do more to resolve a crisis that shows no sign of ending. Tanvir Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Dhaka.